take it for example, we have a rational trans function, so that we have a state specialization ABC, and it's stable. Then we can compute the H2 norm, which we're going to define later on in detail, as a trace of BQB, or a trace of CPC matrix, where P and Q are controllability and observability Gramians. And we can compute the H and fit norm by calculating the eigenvalues of a matrix, and we want to find the maximum possible gamma so that the H has the eigenvalue on the imagined axis. I mean, sometimes we are going to say the smallest gamma, that H has no eigenvalues on the imagined axis. So it's one way or other you can use in this H matrix, which is called a Hamiltonian matrix, to characterize the norm of a stable rational trans function.